Hello, hello, everybody. Happy, happy Raise Your Praise Turn Up Thursday. I am so excited to be here with you guys. Happy, happy, happy Friday Eve, right? So we're going to jump right in. We have some things that we're going to talk about, but not too much. So go ahead, guys, sit back and relax. We're going to jump into Rep Your Church really, really quick. And then, you know, we're going to go from there. So I thank you guys for coming in. Please, please, please start your watch parties. Get ready, get set, because guess what? The show starts now.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Shropshire of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors, Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, the Prince of Lovely, and DJ Wells. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up. Every occasion is a special occasion, so don't forget to book your appointment for your next occasion with Wendy Chestnut, the proud CEO of Simply Beautiful. And we guarantee your event will be merely beautiful. So contact Wendy Chestnut for your next event at 267-473-3087.
So really quick, right out the way, you guys saw our sponsors. We have some amazing, amazing sponsors. Make sure you guys check them out, especially Wendy, guys, because Wendy has these flower arrangements. She just does all this really, really cute, sweet stuff. You guys saw it, right? So we have anniversaries coming up, birthdays coming up, Heart Day coming up, be sure to check her out. Okay, so let's do this really quick, get it out the way, and then make sure you guys go ahead and rep your church, right? Because we're going to do that. We're going to get that out of the way. But if you come in and we are not here, okay, after the show, you can follow us on our YouTube channel, which is, I'm going to be unmuted and uncut, all right? So that is TKBSDS Pride. And don't forget our podcast, okay? We're on all major streaming networks. So some of those little ones too. So just go ahead to wherever you stream your podcast, type in TKBSDS Productions, and all of our amazing shows will come up. All right. So, hey, y'all. I just wanted to get like all of the specifics out of the way. I am in a amazing mood. And I just wanted to come here to just say, hey, y'all. Right. So it's time to breathe in, breathe out, and relax. We are going to give God glory. We're going to come in. We're going to come stomping in. All right. Giving God glory with This Is The Day by Fred Hammond. Thank you guys for choosing to be here with me. And thank you for repping your church. Raise your praise. Turn Up Thursday, guys.
Come on, turn it up. Yeah. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that it's good, and especially in your forever, and the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we shall notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil, and every sickness. You came into mind, but you cannot stay calm. The people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out in cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm going to stand up and give it the praise. But this is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Oh, you know that one, don't you?
Y'all, I love Fred Hammond. I absolutely, absolutely love Fred Hamden. Hi, I want to say hello to everybody that's coming in. Hi, Art. Thank you for coming in. Hey, Sean. Thank you for coming. Hi, Lisa. Thank you so, so much for coming on. And yes, guys, please, 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 by all means, share the love, share the live, right? So Fred Hammond is the most ultimate, well, not the most ultimate worshiper, but he gets you in where you need to be, right? He gets you exactly where you need to be. And I just thought that that was a great, great way to start the show, right? And it was so great to start the show that way just because today, this is the day, this is an amazing day. We went through so much, you know, way back when, right? And then yesterday we got some amazing, we made history, y'all. We made some history. We did some great things. And now today it's just like, thank you, right? Thank you for another day. Thank you that we're able to get up, that we're able to have the activity of our lungs, that I am able to be here with you guys. I love you guys so much. Yes, that was Fred Hammond. This is the day. All right. And of course, we always do, as we always do, rep your church. So I'm going to rep my church, Victory Outreach Ministries. I'm located on 1318 52nd Street, 52nd and Chester Avenue in the heart of Southwest Philadelphia. Bishop Paul M. Burke and Lady Kelly Burke Jr. I love you guys. And then we have Reverend James Moore Sr. of Second Mount Zion Baptist Church in West Philly. Thank you so much for repping your church. Guys, there's always time for you to go ahead and go in and rep your church, right? So just some amazing, amazing things has happened even from the last time that I was with you guys. So if you want to shout it out, if you want to shout out something good that happened to you, right? We are all about having a feel-good show and being together and celebrating each other. If you want to do that, you can definitely, definitely just like call in. Call in and talk to me, right? Tell me exactly what is going on and why are you so thankful today? Because not only is it Turn Up Thursday, it's also Thankful Thursday. And I am so thankful to be here with you guys. Our phone lines are open. The number is 646-876-9923. And the meeting ID is 821-4931-8054. No password needed. So I am excited. I'm so excited. I feel like every single time we get together and we come together, it's like time to go afterwards, right? It's like, wow, really? It's over? That's it? That's all? And I am just so happy to be here with you guys. So we're going to go right into blessed and highly favored by the Clark sisters. And sometimes you have to take it back, taking it back to these older songs, that hits you in a good spot, right? And the music is all about the tone and the music that you're able to separate and be able to definitely go in. So I know that I am blessed and highly favored. I know that you are blessed and highly favored, and so does the Clark sisters. Here is a blessed and highly favored on Turn Up Thursday, Raise Your Praise. Thank you guys for joining me.
Brought me through harsh trials. He brought me through tribulations. Never let a day go by and not be alive. Had not been for the Lord who was on my side, back was against the wall, he looked out for me. He heard my cry and rescued me. Never let a day go by and not be alive. We are blessed. Don't take it for granted that we are here today. Just know that we are blessed and highly
favored. I love how the song says the same thing over and over and over and over again, right? I love that. I love that. Take a look back, y'all. Look back. Y'all, we 1 second away from losing our minds. We're 3 seconds away from a house fire. We're 5 seconds away from an accident. But because of the God that we serve and because of grace and mercy covering us, we can just go about our daily lives. You know, and some of us forget that it's because of God's grace and mercy that we're here and that we're able to still be able to stand and move. But in the blink of an eye, guys, that could be us. That could be us. When I sit and I thank God for his grace and mercy. Look. Listen.
Nobody has to tell me, but I know. Just you know.
So when I sit back and I think about it, right, really, really quick, and then I'll get into the next song. We, for Christmas, right, for Christmas. Hi, Cuzzo. Y'all, that's my Cuzzo. My Cuzzo was here with me. Hi, Cuzzo. Thank you so much for joining me. Love you lots. Listen. Yes, Sean. Sean is always in the background. You can find her, okay? She's always in the background. Please share the love, like the love. But when I think about that, y'all, last month, the radio station, TKBSDS Productions, we were able to bless a shelter. And just walking up to the shelter and being able to speak. So big up to Patricia. Hi, Miss Patricia of the Tioga House. Big up to you for allowing us, you know, to be able to come on and do what it is that we had to do and not give any problems at the door. But I just remember saying to myself, because I went with my daughter, we went as families. And I just said, my God, like at the blink of an eye, we can definitely be in this situation. I can definitely be in this situation. And I'm just so grateful for God's grace and God's mercy that surrounds us and covers us, you know, each and every day. And sometimes we lose sight of that because we just go on about our day. Whoop, whoop, up. I'm just going to go ahead. Up. It's just up, up. And, you know, we don't even give it any second thoughts. But that's why we're here for Raise Your Praise Turn Up Thursday, so we can commune together and we can know that in this season we are blessed and highly favored because we have these two friends that walk on the side of us, right? We have grace and we have mercy that sustains us every day. So I am so grateful that you guys are here with me. I'm going to go ahead and pay a bill really, really quick, and then I'm going to come back with a request. Someone requested something. So go ahead. There's still time to start your watch parties. There's still time for you to share this. And we are going to go ahead and we are going to jump into a commercial. And guys, I want you guys to pay attention to this because this gives you the lineup on our amazing, amazing platform. We have a show that runs each and every day. So make sure you guys pay attention. Okay. See you on the other side. Every day we have some amazing, amazing programs here, different flavors, different styles to be able to match you guys because we love you and we want to make sure that you guys are able to be up to date with everything that is going on. So I'm briefly going to touch on the clothing from yesterday's inauguration that was blessed. Every outfit was blessed. But here it is for Jamal. We have We Love You by Byron Cage. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Raise Your Praise Turn Up Thursday. And there's still time to rep your church. So make sure you guys put that in there, okay? One moment.
For my friend and my brother, Brother Jay Moss, come on.
Come on, PDA, play that Pajam Praise Crew for me. Can I get y'all to make some crazy praise noise in here? Come on, come on, come on. Now, Byron, I want you to do this like this. Listen. We lift our voice to bless you. We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies, a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable.
Come on, put your hands together like this.
Come on, we lift our voice.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you.
Holy
is your wonder. We present our bodies and live inside our
souls.
Holy and acceptable
unto you.
We love you.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
That's the part right there. Come on, one more time. One, two.
We lift our voice. We lift our voice to bless you. We lift our hands to reach.
We lift our hearts
to love you. Holy is your wonder.
Can I get somebody to say we love you?
We love you.
Like that, y'all gotta clap like that. Sing this little verse.
How can I repay you all you've done for me? How can I say thank you a million times?
I'm
strong and mighty and able, granting, granting your favor. My heart proclaims the truth that I'm in love with you.
Chicken good. I don't know if that's just me, right? It's like, shrimp fried rice good. God is so amazing. When you think of your favorites, it's like, yeah, God, yeah, you're better than that. You're better than that, right? You are better than Jazz Kitchen good. I don't know if it's just me. It might be me, but big up to Jazz Kitchen. That is the place in Philly that has some amazing, yes, good, right? I'm glad it's not just me. I'm glad it's not just me and I wasn't by myself. I didn't want to be like, but yes, so because God is just that good, right? He's gooder than the best thing that we can ever say, ever think, ever imagine. So I'm glad that it wasn't me. It wasn't just me. So guys, there's still time for you to go ahead and rep your church. Make sure you put that down there. He's better than your mama. He's gooder than your mama's biscuits, right? He's better than the mama biscuits. But honestly, I know I'm joking, but I'm so serious. God is just absolutely amazing. Absolutely awesome. You know, when we sit and we think about the goodness of God and just everything that he's done for us, everything that he is doing, it's just like, wow. So we're going to slow it down just a tad bit in the midst of repping our church. I want to give another great shout out to my bishop, my daddy, my spiritual father, and my spiritual mother, Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr. and Lady Kelly Burke of Victory Outreach Ministries. I love you guys so much. And we're so excited that we just had Bible study past Tuesday, right? So this is one of my bishop's favorite songs. And I'm going to go ahead and play it. And look, I just had it. But if you guys have a favorite song that you want me to play, you can also put it inside of the chat. And this is If I Hold My Peace. It's one of his favorite songs, right? So with everything that is going on, you know, with everything and just life, right? Because when you live life on life terms, things happen. But we have to learn how to hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles and everything. And it's so easy to say it now when you're not faced or when the opposition is not in front of you. But I have come to find out that it's okay if you slip and if you don't hold your peace for that specific moment. Just regain yourself, put yourself back together, put your shoulders back and say, okay, in the name of Jesus, I'm good. I'm good. I'm great. So here is one of my bishop's favoritest songs. It is If I Hold My Peace. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Raise your praise, turn up Thursday.
Come on, Deliverance, let's say it. If I hold my peace,
like, Dad, is it because the name of our church is in this song that, you know, it's just one of the things that you love, you know, Victory Outreach Ministries? He gonna be like, daughter, go set down, SAT. So, yes, we know that as we hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles, that victory will be ours, right? So a couple of weeks ago, we had a wonderful young lady who came and spoke with us, Tamika Furby. She is an awesome, awesome young lady. She has a lot that she does in the community, in the church. She has an amazing all-girl band that just kills it, y'all. Kills it. If you did not see that, make sure you guys go back. That's why you have to follow us. That's why you have to favorite us so you can be able to see that. But right now, we're going to go right on in to Rise Up by Tamika Furby on none other than Raise Your Praise, Turn Up Thursday.
If you've been sleeping on your dreams, fear of stepping into your purpose, it's time to rise up and reach towards your destiny. Listen to these words. God has given you something great to do. You are created for so much more.
So much more.
What's inside of you is greater than you realize. There is so much more in store.
More in store.
So step in.
So step into your greatness.
Don't let fear stop you.
Recognize your life's purpose.
So what are you
going to do?
Ooh.
Your destiny. And we saw that that happened, right? That is exactly what happened with our new, right? Our new, is it Pudis? I had to say it in my head. With our new Pudis and with our new Madam VP, right? This is something that they wanted. This was a dream of theirs. And you know, everybody's dream is not to be there, but that is a high standard to have a dream, and to be able to sit there and to see it come into fruition is absolutely amazing. So whatever that dream is, whatever that thought is, whatever my Bishop Paul Emberg Jr. of Victory Outreach Ministry always says, that your passion is that one thing that you do effortlessly, right? So if effortlessly you get up and you cook, that is a passion. So don't sleep on creating a business around that. If you wake up and you are a helper and you like helping people, that is your passion. So don't sleep on that. Don't go be, you know, a welder in a lab where you don't talk to nobody and you're just by yourself. You have to do what it is, whatever that gift is that was given to you, right? You have to go ahead and you have to push that gift out, right? Because my favorite scripture of all times, you know, like I always say, and I absolutely love the scripture, may the favor of God continue to rest upon me, may he continue to establish the work of my hands, right? Because when you say that, you're like, all right, God, just give me the favor to do whatever it is. And that is Psalms 91. And you're like, God, just please, whatever it is that you want me to do, right? Continue to give me favor to do it, but continue to move in my hand so I can continue to create. Because we can't ask for favor, but we like this, right? Because the scripture goes together, right? Continue to establish the work of my hands. Yes, the work of my hands. So whatever it is that he has for us, we're like, all right, God, you got it. Give it to me. I'm here. And we also have to know that when we say that and when we speak that out, that we have to know that we are first giving God the opening to do so. And then two, acknowledging that we're supposed to be here for more, right? So don't be upset and don't be like, oh man, what is going on? Because remember, you asked for your hands to be established. You asked for the favor to continue to rest upon you, right? And with that being said, we're going to go into a great work. I said all of that to say all this, right? Whatever it is that God has given you in the midst of this season or whatever season that you're in, it's definitely worth fighting for. It's worth doing what it is that you need to do. It is worth staying on course and remaining on course, right? So thank you guys for joining me. Look, it's like she get deep, but then she come back like, yeah, but yes. Thank you guys so much for joining me. As always, there is still time. We have about 20 minutes left. If you guys have a song that you want to hear, go ahead and put it in the chat. Don't forget to have your watch parties going on. And also, do not forget to rep your church, because we want to shout out where you go. So thank you guys so much for joining again. Raise your praise. Turn up Thursday with who? Lau. I love you guys.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your seats. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blows.
Done.
A great work
in you
is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. God is faithful to perform. You ought to encourage somebody. Show your neighbor. He He's faithful to perform.
He's faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform.
Faithful to perform.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore.
You know what I have come to understand and come to realize is that no matter what it is that I want, no matter what it is that I'm searching for, and my season is going to come, right? Because we look around and we see what everybody else has, and some of us become envious. And some of us, that jealousy spirit starts to pop up because we want to know, well, how is it that I pray, I do what it is that I'm supposed to do? You know, I'm faithful. You know, I bring people to you, God. I'm constantly, you know, speaking the word. And yet I am not getting what it is that I want. And then we throw our own desires out there, right? God, I want this and this and this and this. And we're hitting. And God is just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But before I can give you what you need, and before I can give you your heart's desire, you must do something for me first, right? Because it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So we have to seek him first, right? And seeking God is a continuous seeking. We don't just seek him and then get what it is that we want and be like, okay, thank you. It was nice knowing you. I'll see you next Tuesday. No, right? And sometimes in some seasons we're like, all right, I'm working and my foot is still well. And I'm asking you for this, God. And I haven't gotten it yet. So I'm here to tell you to continue to go on, continue to move, continue to do God's work, right? Because in your season, in his season, it's going to be something so awesome and so amazing for you. You're going to be like, oh, you know what? I'm so glad that I waited. I'm so glad that I stopped, you know, worrying, and I stopped thinking, because there's something about when we are content. I have found that when we are content in the season that we are in, and we are content and where it is that we are, and we're grateful for that minute spot for where we are right now. God, thank you for my kitchen. Thank you for my kitchen, and thank you for my little paper blind that's right here, because now I can talk to you guys with a pretty background, and we can love on each other and we can be together, right? And I'm thanking God for this space, and I'm thanking God. And then you guys see me and I'm in this big old studio, because although that is the desire of my heart, I'm saying, God, thank you from where I'm at right now. Thank you for this 60-minute show that I'm able to sit here with a ring light and a computer and say, God, I thank you. I worship you and I adore you. Thank you for this, because I know that my heart's desire is coming. I say all that to say, y'all. Yes, I said all of that to say, in the midst of where we're going, while we're going, we have to know that God is still performing a great work in us, right? And when we, as he's performing that great work in us, and he's putting these things in us for us to go out and heal the world, we're moving, right? And we're moving. And every time we move, things are falling off of us, and it makes it easier. And before we know it, it's going to be so clear. Our dream, our passion, our desire is going to be so clear that it's going to be right here in front of our faces. And y'all going to be like, yep, Val said it. And I'm going to be like, yes, honey, yes, yes. But in the midst of that, we have to know that we're on our way. All of that to come around to this, I'm on my way, by Anton Milton, y'all.
I'm on my way to my destiny, to victory.
I'm on my way. No chains holding me. It's right in my reach. I see clearly. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To my destiny.
To my destiny.
Say to victory.
To victory. I'm on my way.
Come on, say I'm leaving my past behind.
No chains holding me.
It's right in my reach.
It's right in my reach.
My future looks
I
real
see
bright.
Clearly, I'm on my way. I'm on my way
to my destiny.
To my destiny.
To victory.
To victory. I'm on my way.
No chains holding
me. No chains holding
me. Right
in my reach. I see clearly. I'm on my way.
Declare it in the future.
I'm on my way
to my destiny.
To my destiny.
Victory.
To victory. I'm on my way.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
No chains holding
me. Right in my reach.
Right in my reach. I see clearly.
Come on, let's tell everybody. Everybody lift your voice, say,
I'm on my way
to my destiny.
To my destiny.
To victory.
To victory.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
No chains holding me.
No chains holding
me. Say it right in my
reach.
Right in my reach. I see
clearly.
Come on, let's tell everybody.
You were on your way, knowing that you were on your way, and knowing that no matter what, it's all good because now I see it. Now I see where I am going, right? It's just an amazing, amazing thing to see the things that God has for us, right? So, a lot of people say, if we know all the things that God has for us and has in store for us, that we will run and we'll get scared and we'll get petrified and, you know, things of that nature. But what I've come to realize and what I've come to see is that it's perfectly fine and it is okay if, you know, those things happen. And you want to see, I know for me, I know like I want to see what God has for me. I want to see, you know, these things, you know, that God has planned for me to come into fruition. I want to know exactly, or, you know, in what way that he is doing what it is that he's doing in my life. I want that. I need that. I crave that. I thrive for that, because I know that in the end is going to be something that's going to be so awesome and so amazing. So I thank God for that. I thank God for the little snippets in my life that he gives me to let me know, like, all right, you on the right track. You know, you on the right track. You on the right track. And by him giving me that, it keeps me focused. It doesn't make me get big-headed or, you know, anything like that. It keeps me focused. Yeah, and that's what I love. That's one of the things that I love. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to play our last commercial for pay our last bill for tonight. Oh, wait, really quick. Big up to Art. Thank you so much, Christian Fellowship, Pastor Outer Bridge and North Philadelphia. Thank you so much for joining in. You are a faithful listener to probably all of the shows, and we thank you so much for that. So we're going to go ahead and we're just going to pay this bill really quick because we are coming up on the end of our time together. And although it hurts and I'm sad, I know that we'll be back together soon. So I'll see you guys in one moment right after we pay this bill.
And now, a word from our proud sponsors. Weekend Radio Shropshire of the UK International Radio. Proud sponsors, Sean Tonk of the UK England. Tri-City's Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, The Princess Lovely, and DJ Wells. The international radio station that makes you turn your radio up. Every occasion is a special occasion, so don't forget to book your appointment for your next occasion with Wendy Chestnut, the proud CEO of Simply Beautiful. And we guarantee your event will be merely beautiful. So contact Wendy Chestnut for your next event at 267-473-3087.
So since Wendy does some amazing, amazing things, please, 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 guys, make sure you reach out to her. Make sure you look her up. Make sure you check in with her. And make sure you get some things, right? Make sure you guys get some stuff because she is just so awesome. And she has some amazing things. And be sure to tell her, like, hey, I heard your ad on TKBSDS Productions. It was on the Raise Your Praise, Turn Up Thursday, or whatever show it is that you are listening to. And, oh, one more thing. Let me say this to you guys before I go into our last song for the evening, okay? If any, in the event, if you have any music, gospel, traditional, R&B, hip hop, and you are looking to possibly get that music played, hey, give us a try. TKBSDS production without the S at gmail.com. And inside of the subject line, type, please review my song. And we will review that song and we'll find one of the shows that we can plug that into that is a great fit. And then we will definitely be able to get that, you know, played. So that is a plus. And also really quick, the show is getting ready to end. And if you just came in, it is okay. You can go ahead and watch us on the YouTube channel that is Unmuted and Uncut. That is TKBSDS Pride. And then you can also go ahead and go to your major streaming networks and pull up TKBSDS Productions. Okay. And some of those little ones too. But yeah, we're on the big ones. So make sure you guys go ahead and get that for that crisp sound so you can make sure you listen and laugh and enjoy each and every moment. Okay. So I'm so glad that you guys are here. We are coming up on the end. I absolutely love this song and I'm trying to find it because I missed it. And I'm like, oh, I done went around and I done did so much. Oh, here it is. So there's this guy, right? He has an amazing, amazing testimony, an amazing story. And a lot of you guys may have heard him, right? Because he has some awesome songs. But he has this one song that I absolutely love that I was able to minister to with my other sisters in Christ. It's called The Hill. And it's awesome. So this is Travis Green, y'all. This is The Hill. Sit back, relax. Please listen to it. It is an amazing, amazing song, and it's so powerful. And I think I can also play the ending when he talks about his testimony with his mother. So, yes, this is an amazing, amazing ending to Raise Your Praise Turn Up Thursday. It was an honor and a privilege to be here with you guys. So, I'll come back, but we're going to play this song, okay? All right, guys.
In me, stress is on me, but I gotta keep looking up. Tears are streaming, heart is beating, love is leaving, but I gotta keep looking. Some will trust in horses and chariots, but I will look to the hills and I will not fear. Some may say that they found another way, but my eyes are on you, and I will not move from the hill, the hill, hill. Yeah, trouble has found me, pressures crowding, people doubting. But I gotta keep looking up. Ground is shaking, walls are breaking, and my heart is racing. But I gotta keep looking. Some will trust in horses and chariots, but I will look to the hill, and I will not fear. Some may say that they found another way, but my eyes are on you, and I will not move. Oh, some may trust in horses and chariots, but I will look to the hill, and I will not fear. No, some may say that they found another way, but my eyes are on you, and I will not move. On the hill there's a cross, on the cross there is blood for me, for me. On the hill there's a cross, on the cross there is blood for me, for me, yeah. Cause on the hill there's a cross, on the cross there is blood for me, for me. On the hill there's a cross, on the cross there is blood for me, for me.
Come on, worship on now. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. Oh, precious, oh, precious. Oh, precious is that blood on the hill.
On the hill,
that lady, that lady,
fire and
snow. No, 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 there is blood for me.
On the hill,
on the hill,
there's a cross. On the cross, there is blood for me.
Still has the power, wonderful power, to heal our diseases, to cover our weakness. Still has the power,
wonderful power to heal our diseases, to cover, that it still has the power.
Still has the power, wonderful power
to heal.
Still has the
power, and to cover, that it still has the power.
Still has the power, wonderful power to heal.
I want you guys to listen to this. I'm so glad that I did, that I got this one. I want you guys to listen to his testimony. It's amazing. Listen to it, y'all.
On the cross there is blood for on the hill, on the cross there is blood for the cross don't discriminate, the cross don't discriminate, the cross don't discriminate, no. There is blood for you. Blood for you too. After the doctors pronounced me dead, when I fell four floors, my mother, I was 4 years old and I fell four floors out of a window. My mother, I don't know if she just got lost for words, but after calling on the name of Jesus twice, nothing happened. So the third time, man, she just got all the faith she had left. She screamed, "The blood of Jesus." I just need about 500 of y'all just to scream, "The blood of Jesus."
This song so much, and I love his testimony.
We were planning for my mother's funeral. She had lost over 50 pounds, and we were planning for her funeral. It got so bad that when we went home to Myrtle Beach, relatives were crying because she didn't even look like herself, and the rumor had already started spreading through Myrtle Beach that she was already dead. But the stripes that went on his flesh 2,000 years ago have the same power today that it had back then. And by his stripes we are healed head to head. By his stripes we are healed. A few months ago, the doctor came to me. She pulled me out to the hall when we found out my wife's water broke. She said, "Well, 21 weeks. Of course, the baby's not going to make it, so we're going to go ahead and pull the baby out, and you guys can just try again. Something rose up in us that said we trust God too much to give up. But I need you to trust God too much to give up. I know what the doctor said, but by his strength we are.
Listen, bloody and beautiful. Bloody and beautiful. Thank you guys so much for joining in with me. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for being here. That song is just so touching, especially the testimony about him falling and already being declared dead. And the prayer of his mom, just because of my situation and my story. Many of you know my story. I'm never ever afraid to tell my story. But it was nothing but the blood that kept my daughter. It was nothing but his stripes that healed me, that I am here today to be able to say, raise your praise. Let's turn it up for Jesus Thursday. So I thank you guys so much for coming in. We stayed a little bit over, and that's okay. I really needed you guys to hear that, and I also needed to hear that too. So I love you all. Be sure tomorrow to tune in to TKBSDS Productions as the V-Spot airs 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Doors open. I love you all so much. Have a great day. Be safe. Happy Friday Eve. And until next time, guys, it is always, always, always a pleasure to serve you. Have a wonderful night, guys. Goodbye.